This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. As you've been hearing today, this is Robert Siegel's final day hosting All Things Considered. He's had the job for the past 30 years and held many other positions at NPR before that. As both a colleague and a listener, WBUR's Managing Director of News and Programming, Sam Fleming, has these thoughts on Robert Siegel.
As with everything Robert has done at NPR, he's going out with the same dignity, class, and decorum that have characterized his tenure as the longest-serving host in NPR history. Robert's impact is immeasurable. NPR's audience probably has grown 10 times during his long tenure at All Things Considered. NPR has changed, but in many ways Robert Siegel has not. He's always upheld the highest journalistic standards, treated his interviewees with respect, and was a strong editorial voice at NPR, asking just the right question at just the right time in his calm but determined manner. He never revealed even a hint of his own point of view, whether talking about Ronald Reagan's Iran-Contra controversy or most recently about the Russian interference in the recent presidential election. And behind those insightful and penetrating interviews on the urgent issues of the day, Robert also brought a light touch and humor to his role as host. His laugh, as most of his devoted listeners know, is infectious. In fact, it was rare to have a conversation without some laughter making its way into the exchange. One more thing, Robert loves WBUR. We were one of the network's first stations devoted to news and information, and that meant Boston delivered many, many additional listeners to NPR early in his ATC run, listeners who were devoted to All Things Considered and to Robert Siegel. There was even a moment almost 20 years ago where Robert considered moving to Boston to host our then call-in show, The Connection. In the end, it didn't happen, but the bond with Boston and BUR has remained intact. NPR listeners are losing one of journalism's giants, and the newsman who gave NPR the credibility and gravitas that's made the network one of the country's most distinguished news sources. On behalf of WBUR listeners, thank you, Robert Siegel. Thank you for your contributions over these past 30 years. You will be missed.
That appreciation of the accomplishments of Robert Siegel comes from WBUR's Managing Director of News and Programming, Sam Fleming.